At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Went out in the hallway. One of our great co-workers, old Aaron, the young lady Aaron, she stopped. She said to me and the group of people there, she said, "Ron, I got to be honest. You're losing weight."
I mean, you got a text from Twitch and YouTube and Aaron.
And one of the ladies in the office just said it. "You're losing weight." And I said, "Aaron, thanks for being nice." She goes, "No, I'm serious. Can tell you're losing weight."
See there? Man. See, Tyler, that's
I wonder what she'd have said if I'd have took a real good dump first.
I don't think she can see 1 or 2 pounds. I just think it's overall. You're sub 190. What were you, 189?
I wasn't no one, nothing. But I was
289. I'm sorry. Well, I got dog. Yeah. 289, I'm sorry. I mean, that's 21, that's 20, 21 pounds.
Damn, yeah, I know it, man. She could have seen me at 287. Damn it.
Should have been 285.
You're right. Probably should be in the 270s. Let's just be honest around here. Just got to let a few get away. But no, man. Feels good, baby. See you, Champ Slice. That beats the earlier text that I kicked off the show with. Somebody... Almost said to Tyler in his ear, what do I do with this one? First text of the day. Actually, second one. First one was, shout out to T-Man. T-Mill, for real. Second one, hey, Ron, I'll kick your ass literally. Respond to this if you like me to kick your ass.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I almost said to Tyler, what do I do with
that? Hold on, so.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, I went more of the Tyler route. I said, hi. I said, you probably ain't in a great space right now if this is your 2 o'clock.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I just, to be honest with you, I ain't met too many badasses that are texting a radio show threatening folks. But, hey, to each their own, man. I'm just being honest. Unbelievable, man.
that might get down right there to hop up. Let me get him here. I'm in it with this. But no, appreciate it. It was fun. Always fun with the text line. It really is always. Hey fellas, we saw that issue that we looked at. We saw the Hader injury, knowing that he's going on the 15-day IL. We saw the Hader injury and thought, that bullpen, that's a tough one. That's a tough one when you look at losing him, moving Abreu down, and now how do you get from starters to Abreu? I think you feel pretty good about Abreu, but how do you get to Abreu? And yesterday, hopefully yesterday was just a bad day. Because, Clint, they entered the game in the sixth. And Spencer Arrighetti, he'll probably tell you I wasn't sharp. I wasn't my complete self. But, damn it, he got you 2-0. Right, 2-0. You're still in the game. We've watched the Astros countless times this year find ways to come up with runs late in games. 2-0. Clint, they went on to put up 12 in the next three innings. And we could even just say, we could take away Chaz's two runs because Chaz is a center fielder who was thrown to the Wolves for some reason. But still, they gave up 10 runs. Colton Gordon's ass got sent right back down after his performance. They've overcome a lot, Clint. They've overcome Pena. They've overcome Yordan. They've overcome 7 starters being placed on the IL. They've overcome a lot, Clint.
You could have just said the training staff.
They've overcome the training staff. Kind of. They're in the midst of trying to overcome the training staff. Clint, this one feels like the toughest thing that they're going to have to overcome.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, there's no, you know, you can miss Yordan 4 or 5 times a game throughout, and maybe once late with the game on the line. I mean, you miss Hader every single night. You've got a tight ball game, and you don't have him to come in and slam the door. You miss Hader, and again, like you said, it's not about Abreu. Abreu can, if you can get there, can slam the door. But the problem is getting there, which we saw last night. One of the guys that they were depending on, I think Sean Dubin, at least statistically, had been pretty good.
It was his first game back too, coming off.
Yeah, the first game back. But damn, I mean, we went to him in a 2-0 ball game when Okert was appeared to be pitching well. And look, I get it. He faced the lefties and then bring Dubin in to face the righties. So I get the lefty righty thing. But boy, that one bit a spot in the ass right there, because I was there. It was bad.
Yeah, it got worse. Bad.
Yeah,
and it continued.
Well, it gets to a point where you're like, all right, hell, it's a 7-0 ball game. You're thin in the bullpen. Just let Dubin chew up a few outs. Hell, you can't do that.
No, and then you thought you could do it with Colton Gordon.
Right.
And he gave up three or four himself. He gave up, you know, several. So this is a legit issue, Clint. This is a legit issue that I think they have to be creative. I think they're going to have to take, because they've got some of these guys coming back, right? It looks like Garcia is really close. It looks like Lance McCullers is really close, I think.
I think
he's going to pitch. Those two guys are pitching Thursday and Friday in Sugar Land. J.P. France has been throwing 3-plus innings his last couple of starts. Looks like maybe he's getting close. They're going to have to get creative at one of those. I don't know, man. I don't love this thought, but they've had great success with it before. Christian Javier has been somebody that they have gone to bridge to get to certain things. I would love him as a starter, though, because I think he is probably best suited out of those. Maybe
I would prefer them go Luis Garcia or Lance McCullers. I mean, I know Lance was very vocal about, you know, it being more difficult to come out of the pen and not be a starter, and it's easier to avoid, or it's easier to come back from an injury and avoid re-injuring something when you're a starter and you know when you're going and you can build up. And maybe that just completely eliminates Lance. I don't know. But I mean, Lance's stuff would play good out of the bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think all – like Lance and – I'm with you. Lance, if he would be about it. Lance and Garcia, because now at this point they could just empty the tank, right? They're not sitting there holding back because they're trying to get through 5 or 6. Their miles per hour is going to go up. They
you got it. I mean, here's the decision, and other than the, because I don't know the technicalities of it, of who can and who can't from a recovery standpoint. I don't know who fits good in the pen. I can tell you some of the stuff that I would like to see. Like Lance McCullers is one of them. But with Jason Alexander pitching as well as he has pitched the last couple of outings, would you rather have Jason Alexander in a 5-man rotation and either Luis Garcia or Lance McCullers or J.P. France coming out of the pen in some kind of relief role until Hader gets back, until you get all your arms back, right? Or would you rather one of those guys start and then you have a real struggle of getting to the ninth inning? Me personally, I'd rather ride Jason Alexander and your whoever those other arms, whichever one's capable of going to the pen. I would like to see that experiment.
Yeah, because I am really intrigued on what the hell they're going to do tonight. Like, as you said earlier, like this is a big game, right? You're tied for first place now, right? You got a chance to lose being in first place if you lose and the Mariners win. Now, you have your big guy on the mound tonight in Hunter Brown, one of your big two, and you hope that he can get through it. But let's be honest, Hunter hasn't been pitching eight, right? Like, it's not like all right, man, he's going to hand this sucker right off to Brian Abreu. Let's say Hunter goes six, which is what Hunter has, I'd say, been most likely to go, really even five a little bit more in the second half. But let's say he goes.
How many outs you going tonight, Tyler, with Hunter? Is he going
to
get you?
I need to check that line. I'm not sure.
Is he going to get you 18?
I mean, if he goes six, how are you getting to?
He's been a lot more unleaded lately than Diesel.
But if he goes six, how are you getting to Abreu? I know you guys hate it, but King's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, look, I don't hate King now.
I know you.
I mean, King.
Oh, you love him now.
I mean, you ain't no choice with King now.
I mean, King's one of them, and
oh, you got,
Joe's over there turning pages over
Susie,
and over.
You got old Susie out there.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah, Bennett was out there warming up. The dude closed the game out the other night.
You got arms to go to, but if you, I mean,
but I mean, I'm like armed, like he's sitting there, yeah. Like, oh boy.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep opening up that refrigerator. Say the same thing.
I like
things.
Big Boy. Big Boy's name. Ort.
Oh, Ort, yeah.
Oh, Big Boy up there. He is dealing.
Yeah. He's not bad. He's not bad. But that's what they got to get through, man.
If you had one of those guys, Luis Garcia, J.P. France, Lance McCullers, you got to say, hey, man, go to the pen and give us a little help here for the next stretch.
It'd be Luis for me.
It's Luis Garcia for
you? Yeah, I mean, he's – like, if he goes out there and he's not – worried about getting innings and just, hey man, this is your inning. This is what we're trying. Like I mean, he's 95 to 97.
That's a good point. We've seen him in that role. We've seen him in that role too. And
I don't know about J.P. France.
I don't think J.P. factors in here. Tyler, what about you, Lance or Luis in the pen to help us out here?
Oof. That's a very close one for me.
And because
is this a stupid conversation? Am I crazy?
No, it's not.
That's what I took it. They got to be creative here.
It's a close one for me because I think ultimately, if we're real with ourselves, Luis, as he cha-chas his ass back up to the big club, he probably is going to have better stuff than what we get from Lance. I'm not saying that's absolute, but that's what it feels like. But Lance has that experience, that leadership, those intangibles that he brings along with hopefully some good pitching whenever he returns.
Here's my thing with Lance.
Big
when,
blister.
When the blister.
Big blister.
When
it's the size of a crater on the
luxury,
moon, man.
When the luxury blister comes out, what is, like when he's starting a game.
You think it popped?
Oh, yeah. That's why they're using the Gorilla Glue. Like, what's the thing you're most nervous about with Lance?
Not being able to throw strikes.
Yep. That's the last thing I want.
Or now another blister.
Coming out of the bullpen. That's the last thing I want is him to look up. We come out of the bullpen and he's put two on because he's being too fine and he's walking, guys. So I would go that route. All right.
I don't hate it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, by the way. Shout out to my youngest son Nicholas. Started school for the first time. Started kindergarten yesterday, and he's also playing football. Shout out to the Siena Stallions. He's out there playing football. And Clint Tyler, I thought he's going to quit football yesterday.
You thought he was done? Huh?
I thought he's going to quit. I have not seen him that pissed and not throw a fit. But he's clearly pissed.
What happened?
He almost took his little, I saw him just, his, but he got his little flag football helmet. They run it. They run it. They're in the middle. They're running conditioning after practice, and they did gassers. And now he's playing up, so he's like the young one of the youngest kids up there. Most everyone's six. So he's running that all the way down back. They did it three times.
Is it over the field and back or down the field and back?
Down the or over yeah sideline yeah, sideline yeah, sideline. Side side
you can say you're hearing it. Well, it's a different game there.
And he's fighting. Oh, is he fighting? I can see it in his eyes after the second one. And at first, when they did the second one, he's in the second group. And they got finished. They said, all right, group one, back on the line. And I saw him just staring to the heavens. I thought to myself, well, we're about to lose him. About to lose him right here. And he ran that second one. And, you know, they're telling him, go hard. I'm like, finish. And he's good, right? And then they, you know, coach says, on me. They call him in, and they got a rule. And I think you probably remember this. Can't take your helmet off. In this case, the flag football helmet. Can't take your beanie. Can't take your helmet off until you're dismissed. I ain't gonna say the kid's name, but one of the kids started taking his helmet off.
Oh,
and he came to the
looking
deal.
Looking at you,
helmet,
Michael.
And I'm thinking, the first letter's right. And I'm thinking of myself,
Major.
He got that thing off. He took that thing off. They said, oh. On the line, it's a 5-yard penalty, and it is not just for him, it's for everybody. And Nick did this. He hit his thighs. He was hot. And I'm thinking to myself, right? I'm like, hey coach, man, it's 8:03, boss. And man, it's bedtime's in about 20 minutes, man. Mm-hmm. We gotta get this thing going. But he got in there and he ran and finished it. he was smoking hot. I thought he was gonna go there and get him, boys. I said, I bet y'all gonna leave them helmets on, ain't y'all?
Oh boy, that cardio.
Yeah, man, that's he got his first. I said, welcome to football, son.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to sports,
it's a team
baby.
Game. It's a team game,
it's a team
man.
Team game, boy. He was struggling. All right, coming up, it is Wednesday. A little stock up, stock down. This time, Texans offense edition of Stock Up, Stock Down. That's coming up next.
To the stars, Kels.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. You are live with The Drive every hump day, every Wednesday, right around this time, right here on this program, which is Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk, if you didn't know. You can be mad at us if you want this week. Articles written about us and stuff, but still number one in your hearts, number one in your programs, all of it. It's time for a little stock up, stock down. Today we're going to focus in on the Houston Texans as they're continuing on into training camp in the preseason, but more specifically than that, we're looking at the Texans offense. New OC Nick Caley in town, Stroud under center for year three, a lot going on. I want to start with you, former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner, Dirty Red. And I want to start with some positives. Stock up for the Texans offense in your eyes right now, Clint Sterner.
Well, there's two guys that I would go with, and I'm Tytus Howard is my first thought, but I'm gonna go a different direction. I'm gonna go Cade Stover. Look, I think Cade has been coming. I mean, we've been watching him really close. D'Amico Ryans has talked about he's getting better in his route running. He's always had the physical element that they've been looking for. He's always had that. He's just wired that way. And in that first drive that Davis Mills had with the ones, you saw a catch and a little quick burst, a little run afterwards. And now with no Brevin Jordan, I think you got no Brevin Jordan. He's out for the season. You got Irv Smith that's injured, and they just had to pick up Trey McKitty.
There it is.
And I got to believe, I know we still got a little bit of time here, about 2.5 weeks, I guess, before real football hits. But I got to believe that the first month of the season, at least, there's going to be a heavy, heavy dose of Cade Stover and Dalton Schultz. And look, Dalton Schultz is a $12 million tight end. Hell, they ain't got no choice now. They don't have no choice. I think the stock is through the roof for Cade Stover. And I'll be honest with you, nobody likes to see Brevin Jordan go down. Nobody, no fans, no people that know him personally, nobody likes to see that. But the thought of getting more Cade Stover, I think there's a lot of people really excited about that in that building. And so we'll see.
That's a great one. That's a great one. Cade Stover stock don't got no choice but to be up.
Mm-hmm. So there's Dirty Red, Clint Sterner stock up. We're talking Texans offense to this point in camp. In the eyes of the drive, over to you, Ron, the show, Hughley. What is your stock up right now today in your eyes for the Texans offense?
I think stock up, and I'm going to go with Jake Andrews. I think that is the last spot on the offensive line. Now, if everyone's healthy, that's the last spot that was up for grabs, and it feels like Jake Andrews has kind of taken that and run with it, and it seems like that's who they're going to go with right there at the center spot. He had been battling with Patterson, and it appears to me that he has won that battle, and you can understand it. He's got a history with the system. He knows Nick Caley well and knows exactly what he wants. He can verbalize that as well. And I'll be honest, you know, I heard Seth say this, and you could see this in some practices in the game. He really is able to get under people's pads. He does. You could tell he's been a wrestler, and he is able to kind of move people, turn people. So I like what Jake Andrews has done. He seemed to have been with the ones in OTAs and mandatory minicamp. Then it seemed like more of a battle, but it looks like he is going to be this team's starting center. So stock up, Jake Andrews.
I like it. I like it, Ron. I like it a lot, actually, because you mentioned the ability to get under pads and move mass. We've talked at length about the knowledge that he has and the experience he has with Cole Popovich and in this offense. And also, given how many the issues that are guard for the Houston Texans, that's going to free up Jarrett Patterson to potentially be a factor in the guard game for the Texans as well. So, yeah, the stock just through the roof right now for Jake Andrews. Yep. Agreed.
That stock up for Ron the Show Hughley. I mean, it should be music to any Texans fan's ears after that nightmare we saw with the O-line last season. Stock up's out of the way. You're listening to The Drive. This is stock up, stock down. Positives are gone. Time to focus in on what the Texans need to work on fixing. Back to you, Dirty Red. What is your stock down right now for this Texans offense?
Well, this one's easy for me. Whether it's because the injury has forced him to miss some important snaps, or it's because you got a young rookie, Ariante Ursary, that has filled in for him and really opened eyes for multiple reasons. I think it's Cam Robinson. I mean, you ship Laremy Tunsil out of here, you bring Cam Robinson in, you pay him $12 million, possibly up to $14.5 million. I know it's a one-year deal, but you pay that kind of money to a tackle, you expect he's going to come in, especially a left tackle. You expect that he's going to come in and he's going to be the left tackle, most important position on the line from a pass protection perspective. He's going to be that guy lock, stock, and barrel, and it just doesn't look like that's the case. So I'm going to go stock down Cam Robinson.
I said it yesterday, boy. Cam better get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get Wally Pipp.
This O-line rebuild of sorts still ongoing. Back to you, Ron. Put a cap on this thing for us. Stock down in your eyes for the Houston Texans offense to this point in camp.
On the offensive side, my stock down is to Jaden Higgins. Feels like he I don't know if he, and this is the top draft pick for this team. It just feels like he's not completely sure of his role or finding his role or finding his place in the offense, or that they have found their place for him in the offense. When you look at some of the other players, hell, it feels like Braxton Berrios is defined and knows where he is, and it Jalen Noel like seems to know exactly where he is and has popped up and made some plays. It just seems like it's been a real slow start for Jaden Higgins, and you haven't heard as much. And this is somebody that I think we've expected to be on the other side of Nico Collins. And it would be Nico and Christian Kirk and Jaden Higgins. Not to say that it still won't, but it just feels like of all the young receivers, hell, I think you can argue that John Metchie's had a better camp than he has.
He's shown up more. I think that's probably fair. He had a lot more opportunity, though.
So Jaden Higgins, to me, just right now, kind of, I don't think he's not going to make the team or anything, but just stock down right now, just haven't heard a lot from their top draft pick.
Yeah, look, I said this from jump. This doesn't surprise me. I think Jaden Noel, when it comes to the rookies, I think he's more of a volume guy. I think there's a chance he can do more. He moves more. I think he plays closer to the quarterback. I think he's going to be your volume guy. And then
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jaden Higgins is going to be the guy that once every three games is going to remind everybody, hey, I'm over here. I know Nico's the guy, and you're getting the ball to him, and he's making plays and all that, and defense is going to mess around and ignore him a little bit, and he's going to make them pay. That's who Higgins is, at least out of the gate. He's not a high volume guy. He's more of a big play guy, and I think that's how we're going to see this thing unfold.
Whatever role it is, you just hope you start to kind of see some things
sure.
from him. All right, coming up, there's some news here coming from the Texans and what we saw in terms of their walkthrough with their offensive line that I want to get your thoughts on, because I got a question off of that. And this is just literally hot off the press, an update. with Josh Hader. We will let you know that. Yeah, I know. We'll let you know that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live right here on The Drive, looking sexy as ever. I'm trying to give you guys some good thoughts before I say this.
I mean, you and Clint are looking good, and I am the face of Sports Radio 610, so no lies detected.
Clearly no argument in that conversation there.
Not at all.
As I said on the other side, there's some news with Josh Hader. Josh Hader, who, as you know, yesterday with a left shoulder strain, went on the 15-day IL. And I think, is that retroactive back to Friday, I believe?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Which is the last time he pitched. This is the latest. Josh Hader is seeking a second opinion on his left shoulder strain.
Holy shit.
Manager Joe Espada said, Espada declined any further comment on the situation in order to, and I quote, give Josh his space as he seeks the second opinion. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you, man. In many manners, in many ways, just all of that sounds like this is more than 15 days. Sounds bad. I hope it's not. I hope it's a C.J. Gardner-Johnson type of situation. But when I read Josh Hader is seeking a second opinion on his left shoulder strain and the manager, Joe Espada, declined any further comments on the situation in order to, quote, give Josh his space.
Well, this is not good.
That doesn't sound like great news.
Well, I mean, hell, it says in there, didn't he end it by saying this is probably going to take longer than 2 weeks? Yeah, so I mean, it is definitely going to be, I mean, looking like it's going to take longer than 2 weeks. I mean, you know what this sounds like to me? Now, look, it may be a worse injury than just shoulder soreness. There may obviously be something wrong. But this sounds to me like you're dealing with a superstar player that doesn't trust the organization.
Can't imagine why I wouldn't trust him.
Right. That's the point.
Yeah, you know I'm being facetious.
Right, that's legit,
man.
The point. It sounds to me like you got a player that's like, no,
mm-hmm.
I need to handle this on my time, on my dime. I need to get a second opinion. I need you guys. We're not going to rush this thing back in. I'm going to get this thing handled. Now, it may be, hey, they all just know it's a lot worse and they're not ready to diagnose it yet. But to me, it reeks of this is a big-time player that's got access to whatever he needs, and he's not going to let the Astros fumble this thing.
I hope that it is more of that than it is more of it's really, really serious and he wants to get multiple opinions. This is something that's really, really bad in the shoulder, and the Astros have said it, and I don't know that I completely trust them. Let me see what other people are saying as well, and it's a potential really bad thing. And as you said, for the dismount of being, this is going to take a little bit longer than 2 weeks. I mean, hell, you're saying a month, sir. What is it? It's August 13th. hey man, playoffs is October. This pennant chase is late here. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, this is very, very concerning, Clint. And especially very, very concerning to what we saw last night with the bullpen. This is one to watch. Again, if you are,
it's not ideal.
It's not. If you are listening here, Josh Hader, just now listening, Josh Hader, who was put on the 15-day IL yesterday with a left shoulder strain, is seeking a second opinion on that injury. Manager Joe Espada said that he is also declining any further comment on the situation in order to, quote, give Josh his space, and that this is going to take a little longer than 2 weeks. So that is...
If I'm not mistaken, too, Ron, like, I think maybe a factor playing into this whole thing and Hader being the whole narrative and idea Clint just laid out, which I think is a great thought about Hader, kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm getting the second opinion, F y'all. This guy's never really dealt with a long sustaining injury.
His last time he went on the IL was, I think, COVID. 2021, COVID, yeah.
Yeah, so this is his first real kind of dealings with an injury, so he's probably really like, stay away from me.
This is going to look really bad. I don't know that I agree with it. I saw some people with some sprinklings of this yesterday, but like a texter just comes in, this is a product of Joe Espada using the closer two innings at a time. I don't think he's done that a whole lot with Josh. I think he's done it a few times, but again, as Tyler just said, this is a guy who has not been on the IL. This is a guy who has been pretty durable, and he used him multiple innings last year. And yes, the bad thing about it is, to what the texter is saying, Friday, his last time he pitched, he threw two innings and he threw 36 pitches in Yankee Stadium. So I don't know that I would necessarily go there as a place of blame, but wherever it is, this is, as we said earlier in the show in the 2 o'clock hour, this bullpen situation, this may be the toughest thing that they have to try to survive. Turn it up.
How about I'm trying to turn it down. Damn.
Might be the toughest thing that they have to survive with all the injury issues they've had. So that is the latest there on Josh Hader.
Just real quick on the Hader thing, I would pump the brakes on the two innings thing. I mean, I'm looking at I don't know what old buddy was talking about in that commercial, but I'm looking at ESPN.com, the stats here, and Josh Hader has gone more than three outs.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He went 4 July 5th. He went 5 July 8th. He went 6 July 19th. And then he went 1-1-1 to inning. Three outs, all the way up until this most recent one. I don't know what is typical. Before that, there was maybe three times in June that he went more than three outs, more than one inning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you look down this season stats, I mean, there's only been three or four times in the last, I mean, we're looking at 45, 50 days. There's only been two or three times where he went more than one inning. So, I mean, I don't know what constitutes over usage, like how many outs over three that and how often that is, but it doesn't seem like Josh Hader has been overused.
Yeah, Goose Gossage is rolling around in his living grave as he used to close out games for three innings. He'd come in the seventh and close out games. And there's the thing with Josh Hader. Also, from the Texans, Clint, I did want to get this across. Tytus Howard returned to practice today. He did not practice yesterday. That was one we were watching. He returned to practice today. By the way, the starting O-line, Tytus Howard at right tackle, Ed Ingram at white guard, also at right guard.
That's what the whites used to do.
Jake Andrews at center, Lakin Tomlinson at left guard, and Ariante Ursary over there at left tackle as he has been playing. And Clint, we talked about this. I would imagine that Cam is not going to play in the game on Saturday against the Panthers. But even that to be the case, if the plan, Clint, is for Tytus Howard to play right guard and Ariante Ursary to play right tackle, and Cam be the left tackle, because that was what it seemed like the number one unit.
Okay.
Unless you think Cam Robinson's injury is really serious, shouldn't Tytus and Ursary get these snaps in the joint practice and in the preseason game at the spots they're going to play
in the position that they're going to play?
Unless you're thinking about some sort of a change, but I mean, wouldn't that make sense to me?
I don't think that there is any doubt about it that there is serious consideration behind Tytus Howard playing right tackle. I mean, serious consideration.
It's got right. There's got to be.
The question is, what does that stem from?
Because he's never played a snap preseason NFL game at right guard.
Right. Is that because the Cam Robinson injury looks like it could potentially last
that's
a little longer?
Yeah, maybe.
Is the work now, because that's going to be the go-to if indeed Cam Robinson does go down, if he comes back practicing, he does go down the season sometime, this is going to be the way they adjust? Or are they just making Tytus Howard a tackle at this point in time and moving forward to solve all the protection issues that we've seen during training camp? The question is, why are we seeing what we're seeing? I don't think there's any doubt that Tytus Howard playing tackle for a week plus at this point in time.
Yep.
Instead of just letting, you know, the Blake Fisher and struggle over there and let Ariante Ursary play left or leave Ariante Ursary at right and put whoever your backup left at, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, though to your point, is those guys playing the positions that in a perfect world to start the season, they're going to play that position would be what I would think we would see more of. We'll see tomorrow. Maybe that is the plan, but to me, it's this has legs, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, I could see the thought of like, hey, man, well, I want Ursary over there or I want them over there when CJ's playing and maybe that's it. But I don't know, boy, that is something that I looked at. Well, like, shouldn't he be playing?
I just hope Cam Robinson comes back and is the $12 to $14 million tackle that we signed him to be. And then as Texans fans, we got a lot less concerns from a protection perspective. So we will, we'll see. All right. Look, I had a rough little experience last night at Dykin Park. I'll be honest with you. I'm less likely to go back right now today than I was yesterday. It was not a good experience on several fronts. I'll explain. Jim Crane, I hope you're listening. You got some things you need to correct here. I know I'm not the only one feeling this. Also, the offensive and defensive coordinators spoke. And Damian Pierce, he's back. How much runs he getting? And might we see Jalen Petrie at safety? We'll see what defense coordinator Matt Burke has to say about that. We'll do all that next.